With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A U.S. judge says President Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against the BBC can go to trial. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A federal judge in Florida rejected an attempt by Britain's national broadcaster to delay proceedings and set a February 2027 trial date. In December, Donald Trump filed a lawsuit over the way the BBC edited a speech he gave on January 6, 2021. The day of the U.S. Capitol riot. The claim seeks $5 billion in damages for defamation and $5 billion for unfair trade practices. The BBC has apologized but rejects claims it defamed the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A month after Iran launched a crackdown on nationwide protests, widespread arrests are taking place all across the country.
Reports of raids on homes and workplaces have come from major cities and rural towns alike. All this reveals a dragnet that has touched large portions of Iranian society. Iranian officials have apprehended university students, doctors, lawyers, teachers, and others. Activists say those arrested are often held with no ability to communicate for days or weeks.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security has gone into effect that includes the Transportation Security Administration, whose officers are responsible for screening passengers and bags at airports. Experts say mass flight cancellations, though, are unlikely because the air traffic controllers are still on the job. Five European countries say Russia poisoned Alex Navalny, the dissident, with a rare toxin linked to poisoned dart frogs. The UK, France, Germany, Sweden, and the Netherlands say European lab tests confirm the poison was in his body. It does not occur naturally in Russia, but Russians can get it. This is SRN News. A Christian school has launched a campaign it calls Learn Like Charlie. Hillsdale College is encouraging people to take the same free online courses that the late Charlie Kirk took and study the classics, the American founding, and the Bible. Hillsdale President Larry Arnn spoke at the memorial service last fall after Kirk was assassinated. He recalled telling the young political activist that a good education is worthwhile. Quote, I told him, start with the Bible, read the classics, study the founding of America. In those places, you will find a ladder that reaches up toward God. A new wave of Christian artists from various backgrounds is drawing young audiences to faith-based rap, Afrobeats, and R&B. Christian rap has been growing for over a decade, but its newer subgenres and counterparts have exploded since the pandemic. Social media algorithms have helped them reach wider audiences, and bigger labels are now catching on. Those artists say their songs help connect people with God when other means won't. This is SRN News. Everybody's talking about data centers these days.
Politicians from President Trump to local lawmakers agree that tech companies should cover the power costs of artificial intelligence data centers, but they still fight over what fair share means. The debate ties directly to cost of living pressure ahead of the midterm elections. Data centers keep spreading fast, and some use as much electricity as a small city. Utilities often spread new power plant and grid costs across all customers. States have started writing rules that require long-term contracts and big upfront payments. Consumer advocates warn the short-term squeeze still pushes up bills. Keith Peters, Washington.
The NASCAR season gets underway in earnest in a couple of hours. William Byron chasing an unprecedented third straight Daytona 500 win this afternoon. When he attempts to make NASCAR history, he'll have to do it, though, in a backup car. This is SRN News.